95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. It's the Morning Hog Show, and it's Morning Hog Happy Hour because it's Friday. It's Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Our friends Josh, Amelia, S.R. Perrotts. Good morning. Good morning, pals. Hey, and happy early Mom's Day to you guys. None of us are mothers, but, you know, we appreciate moms. And we figured this would be a great time, or you guys figured a great time, for a sort of a Mother's Day preview episode with beverages that your mom might like to pour in her face, huh?
Yeah, some wine-based stuff.
That's perfect. I've never seen these items before. I'm very excited to try all of this stuff. Where are we? What are we starting with today? I see a cube with cans in it.
It is a cube with cans in it.
Okay.
So we have a brand new product called Movo. It is a wine spritzer.
Ooh. Ooh, that smells good.
You just got spritzed when you opened that too, Guy. That's nice. All right.
Wow, that is dark.
All right.
So it comes in this little small 4-pack, and it has 3 different flavors inside. So we're going to do all 3 flavors today.
Okay.
First one we're going to do is the Blood Orange Sangria. Only have 100 calories.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Mm. That's awesome. Sangria in a can, 100 calories, 5.5% ABV. This is going to make my mom real happy.
No sugar added.
Wow.
No sugar added. Wow. That, for sangria, that's impressive too then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get it. I mean, there is an overriding wine flavor, but then you can definitely feel like you chucked some fruit in it.
I mean, some wines can be super overpowering. This is something you can actually sip on and enjoy.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
The can's really fun too. Movo. So, yeah, they call it a modern take on vino. It's just great. Gluten-free.
This is that product that I've been waiting for because I have missed, when we've done wine segments with Sue before, I've always tried to muffle saying the word vino. I've always said it as a complimentary thing regarding wine, but now vino is part of that name.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now you can properly say it.
That's right. Finally, a product that caught up with my wine acumen. Okay, that's really good. And the traditional sangria, you do have a bunch of fruit floating in it, right? I mean, you got to put a bunch of stuff
in it. To my knowledge, yeah. Yeah. That's the only way I've ever seen it.
So I'm going to,
also put a little bit of brandy in there.
I want to take this and stick an orange slice in it and see what's up. But this is good as it is. That's very impressive. Okay.
Yeah, it's very tasty.
Very good.
Now, in this cube, there are 3 flavors, right? So you're getting double on one of the flavors.
Which is going to be the next one here. It's the peach white blend.
Okay. Peach white blend. You know, I used to live in the peach state, so I know a little something about it.
It's definitely peach. It's delicious. It's a blend with white wine. That's really good.
It is good. It's like a peach white sangria.
You're right. They did not hide the peach at all. That is delicious.
Oh, I feel like I just ate a peach. So the true flavor.
I'm not a huge peach guy, but that's really good.
Yeah, if you could.
You're peachy to me, Josh.
Oh, man. Right. That is a beautiful. As you can tell, there's a lot of love in the air getting ready for Mom's Day on Sunday. My mom is a big wine drinker. I almost said
my mom.
I almost said wino, and I said big twice. But anyway, but I could see her just knocking this out, man, because she is the only reason I've ever eaten peaches is because she makes them and like puts some sort of crystallized sugar on the outside of it, and it's
peach cobbler.
It's like candy, basically. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's really tasty. Only one more flavor in this cube, but that's all right. We can take it slow and easy. What's next?
So we got the raspberry rosé.
Oh.
Rosé is super popular right now. Except with a little bit of raspberry, and you got some Movo.
It smells really sweet of raspberries.
It does.
So we've got some different wines represented and different flavors. This is a lot to offer in one little box.
Yeah.
I think Movo's.
Now these are 8.4 ounces. So right. The cans are a little bit smaller, but
wow. That's my favorite
flavor, small can. Works out.
At first, I thought you were going to say this one is 8.4%. And if that was the case, I would drink these all day. This right here is delicious.
Yeah, I think we definitely found our sweet spot, or in this case, a little bit of tart spot because that raspberry has got a little kick to it.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're big into the wines and you like the White Claws of the world and stuff like that, this is a nice kind of mix in between the two, and you still get that wine flavor. So it's a pretty neat product.
You can find all of these at srprod.com beer finder. Just find out where to go to get these products. These are delicious.
Yeah, so this is so new. Is it where? Are there any particular stores we want to chase these down?
I've seen them in the Walmarts.
Okay.
They're slowly getting out there. We've only had it for a couple weeks now.
Mm-hmm. This is brand new. It's going to be at select 7-Elevens as well. And as Guy already said, you can always go to srparrot.com/beerfinder and find exactly where Movo is sold here in this area. I mean, it's delicious. It's made with sparkling water, fruit juice, and natural flavors. 100 calories. It's sure to make your mom happy.
Well, you know, and really now that you've mentioned that, if you have forgotten that it's Mother's Day on Sunday, because you know, people still may be in the Cinco de Mayo haze, we don't know, but speaking for myself, but you haven't picked up a gift yet, why don't you plan a little parking lot party at a 7-Eleven, you go get some Movo.
Yeah, because right? Nothing says I love mom by bringing her to 7-Eleven.
They've got food in there too, dude. You can get food. They've got, I know they got pizzas.
Wine and taquitos all day.
Taquitos! Oh, wow. That's it, Josh. That is it. Wine and taquitos. If you run out of any other options, and then you go pick a flower out of somebody's yard and give it to her. It's perfect. It's a beautiful gesture.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're just starting. Now, I see on the other side of this, we're just going traditional wine, right?
We got some Moscato.
Okay. All right. That's coming up next on the Mother's Day preview edition of Rings and Guy Brew Review right here on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.